beginning of this gospel almost seems as if it's in the wrong time of the year. For John the Baptist is saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we think at times that that repentance is that time of Lent, the time of turning away from sin, and that Advent is just this great expectation, which it is, of the coming of the Lord Jesus, that Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, come. But the two are not opposed. The statement of John the Baptist, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is an acknowledgement of the coming of Jesus, he who is the kingdom of heaven himself. He is at hand. He is coming in history, for us today in mystery, and at the end of time in majesty. You see, those are the three comings of Christ: in history, in mystery, and in majesty. So it is on our part to welcome him, to receive him. He who, as we heard in the first reading, is seeking to bring peace, to reestablish the holy order that was before the fall, to bring about harmony within our hearts, our own souls, within all creation, but especially with the Heavenly Father. Now comes the time, though, that as he's coming to us, how do I make that preparation? How do I become ready? How do I receive him? Well, I think of really the decorations that we'll be putting in our houses here soon, or if you've already done so. It was around this time or so in my family. We were getting ready to put up a tree, maybe like one from across the street of our men's club. But before we even went and bought the tree, before we put up any nativity scenes, any garland or anything like that, one thing had to be done first. We had to make the preparation for those things. We had to clean the house. We had to put everything into order. And anything unnecessary had to be removed. So we moved the furniture. We took out the things that did not have to be there. Why? To make room for the tree. To put the nativity in its prominent place. And so that where the decorations may be, there may be cleanliness. There will be no dust, no hidden toys. Just simply the grandeur for the coming of Jesus. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the preparation that John the Baptist is speaking of. To repent so that peace and order may be established in our hearts through the sacrament of confession. That is the way we prepare our hearts. It's how we cleanse our soul. It's the removal of all things unnecessary of sin, because none of that is ever necessary in our lives. It is simply that cleansing, that cleaning of our own house, our own temple, of our bodies, of our souls, so that we may say, come, Lord Jesus, come. As you came in history and you come in mystery in the Eucharist, I want you to come and enter into me. Because St. Paul spoke of in that second reading of his great mercy, his great forgiveness, in order to help us prepare for his coming, to be able to receive him in his fullness, in the completeness of his mystery in the Eucharist, but also in our daily prayers. You see, the mystery of Christ is always wanting to encounter us, wanting to make his home in your heart, in my heart, every moment, so that we may walk with him, be in communion with him, be united so that, one with Christ in his mystery, we may be prepared for the coming of his majesty. And so, my brothers and sisters, may we take the time to receive the sacrament of confession, to cleanse our hearts, and to be prepared for the coming of Jesus. But not just in the Advent season. This is something that is ongoing always. It's a continual preparation. It's not meant just for Lent and Advent. In a way, we should strive to make it every single month, that our hearts, the temples of God, are always clean, always having that primary place for Jesus and removing anything unnecessary, so that we may live in his peace, we may be joined to him who came in history, who in mystery is one with us as we await his coming in majesty. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.